Welcome to Dr. Fitness and Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be talking about kids are only active about half the time when they're doing their sports.
Yeah, that's the secret, dirty secret they don't want you to know.
The dirty secret about people, you know, parents are now putting their kids into all these activities. They're putting them into the baseball. They're putting them into all these different things. And they're saying, well, I want to fight the obesity epidemic in this country for adolescents. But what we're finding is that there's a study that just came out from a bunch of researchers from San Diego State University. And what they found is that kids that were on soccer, baseball, and softball teams are playing during their practices an average of about 45 minutes, which is about half of the amount of time that they're actually there. So they're there an hour and a half, maybe even 2 hours, but they're only active for half the time. So this really makes us want to question, you know, about what we're doing with our kids and their activities that they're doing. And what they did is they took about 200 kids, ages about 7 to 14, and they took them from about 29 different community sports teams for soccer, baseball, and softball. There were equal numbers of girls and boys. So
yeah, but you've seen these things in action. You know what a practice looks like for kids.
Right. That's right. But they've actually done the research behind it. And what they did is they took about a quarter of the kids and they have them put on accelerometers.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, to see what the type of activity and how much they're doing.
When you played soccer, you thought, oh, I'm going to run 80 miles. And then reality sunk in and you're like, this can't be right. I'm barely moving.
Well, here's the beautiful thing about the sports, the different sports. The practice time ranged from about 40 to 130 minutes for soccer and about 35 to 217 minutes for baseball and softball. So it looks like even more time for baseball and softball, less activity. What they found was that the most active players overall were soccer players, and these are between the ages of 10 and 14. They had the most amount of time moving around out of all the different sports. They found that girls were typically less active than boys, about 11 minutes less per practice for girls versus the boys. And what they found is on the average, kids were moderately to vigorously active for 45 minutes, which is 46% of their practice time. So here's the deal. What we're seeing is lots of time on the field, Lee, but what we can't overlook the fact that because of the amount of time that kids have to stop and they have to show the kids how to perform the sport.
There's a lot of downtime
and they're standing around doing nothing. We can't overlook the fact that just play time, going out, letting the kids run around, free play is one of the best things you can do for your kids, because when you leave your kids alone and you're not coaching them all the time, guess what they're doing?
They're moving.
They're running around.
Right.
So when they're running around, they're doing more activity. So just because you're dropping your kid off at the sports field doesn't mean they're getting all the activity that they need, and this study actually supports that.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.